think I'm fascinated with the 70s.
You might be.
That song was part of the 70s Suicide Pack cult songs.
Oh, what was that about? All I know about this song is I got a fever. And the only cure for that fever is more cowbell.
Yeah, so there was a group of songs in the 70s that were considered part of the Suicide Pact songs. Yeah, I got a list. I always got a list. So you had Don't Fear the Reaper by the Blue Oyster Cult, Seasons of the Sun by Terry Jacks, Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan, Suicide is Painless, 1970. That was actually a theme to MASH. I didn't know that.
That song always made me feel a little... I loved that show, but it always just made me feel depressed.
Rock and Roll Suicide by David Bowie, which he's one of my favorites too. Without You, that was popularized by Harry Nilsson. Gloomy Sundays, a Hungarian suicide song. I guess that one was pretty popular back then. And then Suicide Solution by Ozzy Osbourne. But there's also Close My Eyes Forever by he and Lita Ford. You know, if I close my eyes forever. That one?
Yeah.
So what to do? What to do? We're midweek.
Man, this is overtime, dude. It's too much like work.
Nah. No. I talk this much at work, but do you?
To myself, because I'm usually alone.
I'm all alone. Do you have a Wilson?
I don't.
You don't have a Wilson? We need to get you a Wilson. Get you a soccer ball.
I don't think I need anything else to make me more insane.
You can name him Riddle. Episode 7.
Yeah, middle of the week. It's lovely.
Is it? Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm all right.
Yep. How's your week going so far?
Oh, fuck it.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
You ready for Thanksgiving?
I am ready for Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat, son.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat.
Kimmy and I decided that we were actually just going to order the thing from Cracker Barrel.
Really?
And yeah.
That's probably not a bad idea. You know, I decided to take on the Thanksgiving responsibilities this year.
Really?
Yeah, because I kind of do enjoy it, but
so I
don't wear my ass out.
You're doing it here then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
You guys are more than welcome to come, but you know, it's already getting...
We just combine forces. I don't know. We'll see.
Your ass home with...
You know,
50 pounds of damn food.
I'm moderately hermit these days.
Mm-hmm.
I like going out, just not for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm always on the go now. It's not like I sit in a warehouse and work all day.
Right. Well, and when you're out and about all the time, you want to see your damn... Yeah. I like my house.
Yeah, me too. It's my house. It's where I like to sleep and things.
I got shit to do there.
Right. Speaking of houses, I got a weird one for you.
Which one we got today?
You really want to know?
I do.
This one's kind of creepy. What do you know about H.H. Holmes?
A little bit. Serial killer from late 1800s, roughly?
He was in right around the World's Fair tour, so it was 1893, yeah. So he had a house that he called they named it the Murder Castle.
Ah, okay.
In Chicago.
After the fact of him?
I'm sure. It was designed and constructed with unusual architecture. Like, it had trap doors and soundproof rooms and hallways that led to death, murder, and mayhem.
Doing it in soundproof room.
He was killing people.
He was killing people.
Killed 38 people.
Ooh, a bad boy right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Estimated 27.
Okay.
Unconfirmed 38.
Oh, okay. So
he, it was mostly women. If you think American Psycho, kind of what this guy was back in that time period. He was a fairly attractive dude, and he'd lure.
Probably had one of them great big handlebar mustaches.
Probably in a stovepipe hat. You know. Very Abe Lincoln-ish. He's like, ladies, carest thou to cometh into mine quarters? They didn't talk like that back then, but it's, you know.
You sure?
What do you think
he sounded like when he was talking to those girls?
Hey, girl, what you doing?
Nah, he was probably more suave than that. He's like, hey, baby,
won't you come over here and let me touch you in all the right places?
It's a very...
Let me make you some gravy, baby.
Yeah, he's going to make some gravy for sure. But no, I mean, for whatever reason, it's these serial killers get fascinated with just like killing women. Or
do you? Well, so it's kind of like I said with the cult thing last episode. Was that I think for a lot of them, there's a sexual side to it, but also too, I'd like to see that motherfucker try and get my 240-pound ass.
Well, I mean, with the trap doors, like,
yeah, I mean,
you know, I'm just saying, just walking along a hallway and then whoop, you fall like, and break both legs.
He's like, damn, I didn't even trip the trap door on that fat motherfucker. He fell right through. Damn, I'm having a hard time getting rid of that son of a bitch. You want the lotion? You want to put the lotion on?
It puts the lotion on the skin. Yeah, and
but I think that has a lot to do with it. Was like, you know, they are easier targets, I presume, and I don't mean that in any sexual kind of
way. I mean, it could be though. It doesn't mean it just because you're saying it could. I get what you're saying.
Are you going to go into a platoon barracks and, you know, try to get two of those guys? No, you're not going to do that. You're going to get your ass handed to you.
Well, I mean, some cases you got, like we had the guy a couple of years ago that threw the grenade in the. Killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, crazy. But he's,
folks, get a hold of that.
H.H. Holmes was in Chicago, and you know, there was another serial killer from Chicago.
Who was that?
That was John Wayne Gacy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, well, sometimes I wonder if they influenced, like, if he influenced Gacy. Like, there's no proof. There's no proof of it, but I mean, come on, dude.
I mean, when you think about it, like, apparently it worked out great for the H.H. Holmes dude.
Yeah. Well, not so much. He was hung. They hung him. He was 34 years old. He didn't make it very far.
Yeah, but what do you think he expected? You think he expected to do that forever? Or do you think he knew something was wrong with himself?
I think it's like we said on the last episode. I think that he knew eventually he'd be caught. Mm-hmm. He just didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference in trying to get away with it and just not caring if you get caught.
I mean, he didn't like. Before he was being hung, he didn't like yell out murder.
No, but you know, John Wayne Gacy's last words when they killed him was "kiss my ass." Bitter to the very
bitter
end.
To the very end.
So Pogo the clown.
Ooh, and he dressed up like a damn clown.
He
too,
did. His character's name was Pogo the clown.
Pogo.
Yeah, he met Nancy Reagan or something like that. No. What's her name? Jimmy Carter's wife. He met her, Rosalynn Carter.
Rosalynn Carter.
Yeah, he met her. He was in politics and stuff, too. It was really, like, it was kind of, they were taken aback by it because he was a somewhat prominent person in his community, you know? And
I remember that old QAnon, wasn't he?
Who knows? Who knows back then? But but the murder castle, they actually demolished it in 1934. I think is what it was.
Yeah, sometime in the 30s.
They demolished it, and now there's a postal service building.
Well, you talk about some unstable motherfuckers.
I wonder if the first, like, no. There's no
we way. Like our male people around here.
Yeah, but there's no y'all. Way. I'd have to Google it, but wouldn't it be crazy if the going postal came from that
building? It could be. It could be.
I mean, that would be nuts. I would consider the grounds cursed if that was the case.
Why do you think the that saying came about of going postal? I know
because there was a guy that went crazy and shot a bunch of people at the post office.
Hmm.
See, that's
like a USPS employee.
Yes, you don't remember that?
Was it in our lifetime?
Yes, no. It was in our lifetime.
No.
It absolutely was.
It's one of those things I just, put out of my head. Because, I mean, you know, I just figured they took it out in our damn packages because every time I get something, that son of a bitch looks like he's been drugged behind the truck for about 40 miles. And it's been stomped on and thrown up against the side of the house and half my shit hanging out of the package.
So the term comes from 1986, a USPS letter carrier shot and killed 14 people in Edmond, Oklahoma. And then he killed himself. So that's where the whole going postal name
rain, sleet, or snow, I'm about to fuck up a hoe.
Well, something. Yeah. He 14 plus himself.
Dude.
Yeah. It's the reason why I go back to that comedian Dane Cook, what he said, when I see the weird people, I'm nice to them.
Here, oh, yeah.
It's a piece of candy. It's for you. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Chew that up. It's good. Mm-hmm. Just remember that when you decide to go psycho.
Thanks for the candy. You can leave.
It's not my joke, but it's still funny.
Yeah, think about whatever happened to that guy. He was funny.
He got caught ripping off jokes from other people. So now I don't feel so bad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a joke thief.
Well, it's not like we're not I guess we're not technically giving credit, but we just assume that everybody knows that most of these are, some of these are ours, but most of them are not.
And I mean, I like to think it's our original humor twist on things.
Right, right. Yeah, it's our take on stuff.
I think I'm funny. Nobody else is.
I'm told you.
Yeah, true. So anyways, it was known as the World's Fair Motel. That's what the murder castle was. Because it was demolished in 1938.
Oh, man.
The Works Progress Administration. It took them that long. The guy, they like hung him and killed him.
In right before 1900, like 1896 or something like that.
Why? But okay, so I get it. It stood for evil and stuff. But wouldn't you want to dissect something like that? I would.
Well, it was a hotel. You would think it. Well, I don't know. I guess with what happened there.
I would want to know everything there is to know about it. I want to know how it was built with all these trap doors and crap. Because you know that one guy didn't do it. He had people working on that built
it. You would
it.
Think, yeah. Yeah, you would think he would have had some workers. But what if they had just changed that around, you know, and made it a functional hotel, like a Motel 6, you know? So it's what they could do is they could tell you, you know, strictly that, you know, because checkout time's like stupid now.
That would have been more like the Bates Motel.
Yeah, it's like, you know, 10 a.m. or something. You can't check in till 4, but you're getting the fuck out of there at right. 10 a.m. If like at 10 a.m. in 1 second, the fucking floor just gave way when you were sleeping in the bed and just shat your ass out a chute out into the parking lot.
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, you know, you could have made it work that way.
Yeah, could have. Or, I mean, could have kept it true to form and 10 a.m. when you didn't check out, the trap door opened to a spike pit. I don't know how he died.
Like, oh, we forgot to remove that part. We just wanted him out.
And I got to clarify something. A couple of episodes ago, I was talking about a certain paranormal investigator who owns a home in Las Vegas. Okay, this home was known to have paranormal activity, and Joe couldn't remember the name. And I still can't find the name, but it is not the one that I thought it was. Therefore, I retract my previous statement. There.
Very good. Good way for
correcting. Cleared that up. Cleared that.
I also posted on the Facebook about I was wrong about the landing.
I'll admit when I'm wrong.
Right, yeah. No, I totally will. I was open to it. I just legitimately thought we didn't land shit on them.
All right. So, and then talking about houses again, the Winchester Mystery House.
Cool place, man.
It's 160 rooms.
Yeah. Like staircases to nowhere. And
she said that she was haunted by the ghosts of all the people that had been killed by Winchester weapons. There's a slight bit of guilt there.
Yeah, and she was the first, like, hardcore.
I mean, she had she said that she built the stuff so that it would confuse the ghosts, and she never stayed in the same room twice.
So it bothered her about that. Potentially, the Winchester guns could be used for crimes or to take human lives. Mm-hmm. Primarily, you know, done way more hunting and put more food on the table than they've ever done that, for sure.
You ever been chased down by a bear ghost?
Man, bear, pig?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have not been chased down by a bear ghost.
Me neither.
True. True. I understand where you're going with that now. But how... So she feels bad about that, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to take all this money that all these guns have given me, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to keep building all these useless rooms that lead to nowhere.
You know what I think it really was? I think she was trying to squander all that money before she died so her kids wouldn't get any of it.
She's like, good luck selling this fucking house.
Well, it's a tourist attraction now. It's in California. It's somewhere I'll probably never see ever.
Yeah.
Ooh, Robbie, come on, man. What did I say? Like, that did not deserve a thump. Sorry, Robbie thumped again.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
You tell me. I didn't do it. Oh, because I said I'd never visit California. I didn't say I didn't want to. I just said I probably never will.
I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know that really know that I want to.
I'd like to see some things there.
I mean, there are plenty of things I would like to see.
I do want to see the mystery spot out in Santa Cruz.
What's the mystery spot?
The mystery spot's like a gravitational anomaly house where like water runs upstream, and it's not upstream, it's in the house, but the water will run up, balls roll up. If you're hanging on this thing, it's actually like you feel like you're hanging vertically by your arms, but when you're looking at the person, they're hanging at an angle.
They didn't say anything about balls growing back in that motherfucker.
We could find out. Do your nuts hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Not anymore.
Damn it.
Do you know who Harold Shipman is?
I do not know who the Shipman is.
Shipman.
Shipman.
He was called the Angel of Death. He was convicted for murdering 15 patients in the United Kingdom, but they said that it was more like 250.
Ah, my.
Yeah, he's got the record, allegedly. He's got the record for the most kills, most CKs, confirmed kills.
They were medical-related deaths. I was going to say, it had to be something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a suicide doctor, something along those lines. Saw that there was no cure for somebody and just killed them. I don't know if they had consent or not, but, you know, still. But I don't understand how that would make you a serial killer. That takes away the hunt. They're literally coming to you.
Yeah, but I don't know. Some of them sick fuckers, man. Maybe it's
I'm not saying.
I think a lot of them really do go with the, with like what I would consider the soft targets, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Which is, you know, sad. You know, you would think especially if you're going to take your own life after the fact, and I'm not saying that's what he did, but a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell wouldn't you pick out the biggest son of a bitch?
It's like,
but I don't know.
Jeffrey Dahmer, he was luring gay men, and it was a game of choice.
He was
cooking and eating them. Yeah.
God damn. Fucked up.
You got any ketchup? Yes, right next to my neighbor.
Fuck, man.
Hey, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer's mom used to tell him at dinner,
what?
Eat your peas, honey. Your neighbors are getting cold.
Robbie.
What? So Netflix is running this whole series now about serial killers and psychos.
Yeah.
I'd like to think you guys should come here and listen to our half-hearted attempt to talk about them. Be more entertaining.
we do like an entire, like, 35 seconds worth of research on all these topics before we talk about them.
This is true. We leave it to chance.
Yeah, we do. And we just merge little stories together. You know, we all think we're telling it accurately, but it's a piece from this and a piece from that.
It's highly inaccurate, but we like talking about it. I think that we put an interesting twist on it.
We didn't say we were factual.
No.
Although, in all seriousness, a lot of the conversations that we have that are not related to topics we're talking about are absolutely 100% true.
And the majority of what I'm saying, outside of me trying to be funny about it, is true. It's accurate information.
This is stuff people already know, though, about these.
Or they don't, and they're learning something.
Yeah.
You know?
From us?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. It was, I thought about something, and then it just went away. That's part of being
Oh, my man. Goodness.
It was good, too. God, it was good.
Did you take? Did you take your pills?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I have to take them every morning.
You remember pills?
No. No. I didn't,
You know, all that screen time fucking your brain.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm absolutely sure it is. I don't know. I always go back to the what makes people tick. I think that fascinates me more than anything. You know, it's like, how can you rationalize doing something like that? And I get it. I always go back to saying perspective. I understand that completely. But at the same time, it's like some of that's not, they know they're doing wrong.
No, they have to, man. They have to. You know, them talking about seeing signs and stuff in children of and things they'll do to animals and things like that, which I would never hurt an animal.
Right.
I mean, I don't even particularly care to hunt because I don't like deer meat.
Right.
Now, piggies, yeah, y'all, you don't want me to get into that.
Especially country ham on a biscuit with white sawmill gravy. He's drooling right now thinking about it. I did it again. I had peppered gravy.
Did you? I'm telling you, it's good.
Peppered gravy is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to try the sawmill just to confirm that is the kind that I can't stand.
I keep thinking about the whole sawmill thing, and I know it's a saying for it, and it's a little more, I don't know, it's a little more dry and gritty. Stay away. You don't have to do that if you don't want to.
It's like hot milk. That's what I don't like.
Huh.
That one's like hot milk.
Okay.
I'm not a huge milk fan anyways.
Yeah, me either.
How somehow every episode we're going to wind up talking about gravy, though I did miss on Sunday talking about Three Eye Atlas.
Oh, what's going on with that rock now?
I don't know.
Three Eye Atlas.
I don't know. I've been kind of caught up with everything else that's going on when getting into the holiday season and stuff. Like, our house is pretty cool. It was like we're not there yet, but like the day after Halloween, we got the Christmas tree in the box in the house. So we're fixing to head to jolly old St. Nicholas Land.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even going to let the turkey go by first?
Nah, I mean, why not? What's the point?
Yeah.
I'm going to do all my Christmas shopping in the next paycheck. Like, I'm going to go ahead and just get it all done.
You gonna do it for real? Mm-hmm. Like, go out to the... You gonna go brick and mortar?
Yeah. I'm gonna go brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar?
Yeah, I'm gonna go brick and mortar. A lot of it's gonna have to come from Amazon because it's just how the world just runs.
Damn easy.
Well, it's easy, and it's, they've got the crap you can't find at the stores.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they got it cheaper, too.
Well, now, I've noticed now for sure, man, on a lot of stuff, it'd be cheaper in brick and mortar because they're... You know, they're having to compete with them now, but not that much, you know, we're talking.
You're right. And it's not that much cheaper, though. Sometimes you can find things on sale, though. I am going to say this. I'm going to give a poor review on a product. So we had the Blink security system. Mm. Okay. We got the Blink cameras, outdoor cameras. They had a sale on their floodlights. I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast before or not.
But not that I recall.
I bought four of them to put on the four corners of the house.
Mm-hmm. Are they rechargeable?
The things never stay connected to the freaking service. Like, they disconnect constantly. Then I got to get a ladder out, and I got to go up, and I got to unplug them and plug them back in, and then just keep doing this song and dance. Or if I'm real lucky, I get to delete the camera altogether and have to reinstall the whole thing. It's so awesome. Let me tell you, spend money on that crap. Kimmy was like, why can't we just buy regular floodlights? I'm like, I'm starting to enjoy that idea.
Did you try turning the power off?
I did. I did. I unplugged it. And
did you enter your password correctly?
No, I didn't do anything with the password because you never have to on that. You just open the app.
Sir, it seems you have a connectivity problem with your internet.
That might be an issue, except for the fact that I run everything off of your stupid hub that you told me I had to have in order to have this system.
There are no faults with the hub. It is your internet connection.
I beg to differ because my Xfinity is 1 gig plus, and it is in the entire house plus some. We got the range extender, sir. Please help me. Help me out now.
Sir, it's been past the 30 days for return.
I didn't ask for a return.
So I suggest you leave the floodlights alone.
I'm not going to do that.
And allow the ivy to grow over them.
Okay, I don't have ivy around the house, and I didn't
you
say
will in 50 years when they.
I didn't say I wanted to return them. I just said that I want them to work.
I said you could not return them, sir.
I said I didn't want to return them.
I said you could not return them, sir.
I said that I want to return them. I want them to work.
They will never work again because your internet connection is poor.
So it's my internet connection, it's not your product.
Yes, you have to call us back when your internet connection is sound.
Okay, I just ran a check on my internet. It says it's in excellent. So now what's your answer?
Did you use our paid service to run your internet speed check?
I did not because I don't want to use your paid service.
For $49.99, I can sell you that. It'll tell you exactly what's wrong with
your floodlights. Telling me I have to buy more products in order to get you to fix these things.
That's right, sir.
So
because you were past the 30 days.
I'm past the 30. So what am I paying you $12.99 a month for the monitoring and all that cloud storage?
As for once your internet is connected, it allows everything to work properly.
The internet is connected.
I beg to differ, sir.
No, I'm serious. It's connected. I just checked it again.
But have you used our paid service to check your internet speed?
I'm not going to use your paid service.
Then I cannot guarantee you that your internet connection
I just want you to guarantee me that the product I purchased from you works.
I know it works with a good internet connection.
There's no winning with you people. Jesus
Christ. Would you take a few minutes to take a survey?
Hey, I know a good hotel you should visit in 1933.
Walk around the halls all night.
It's something. Anyways, so yeah, midweek madness. We started doing 2 episodes a week. It's because
we got to tell the truth though, don't we, about why we started doing that. Tell the actual truth.
Because the number of downloads died midweek.
Is that why, for real? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's why.
Why do you think it is?
We wanted more to listen to.
Yeah, that's true, too. I wanted to listen to more than one episode in a week. I'm a fan of our product. Call me biased. I don't care. But the crazy part about it is when I listen to it like it's not me. Like, I know it's me and you talking.
Right. Well, I don't remember half of what the hell comes out of my mouth.
I don't either.
I really don't.
And... You know, again, I always go back to if it can entertain me and I can convince people to listen to it, it'll entertain them. You just got to convince them to give it a chance. Because I know those first like two episodes were rough. Like, they were rough.
There's some rough ones.
You shouldn't judge us off of episode one and episode two. Hell, you shouldn't even judge us off of episode three. Firstly, you shouldn't be judging people in general. Mm-hmm. You should just enjoy the product.
It's not nice.
No, it's not nice. We have feelings.
Yeah, we would like a participation trophy, please.
That's right, participation. And I want somebody to give us a review. I don't care if it's good or bad. I just want a review. That's it. Just a review. You guys are doing great. You guys are doing shitty.
Well, we could be doing like every other, I'm not going to say every other, but like a lot of the other podcasts that I have come across lately that would be labeled or titled things that I would be interested in, and spend the first 15 minutes telling you how you can pay us and what you can buy from us.
So what we need to do, I'm on, like, you're on to something here. Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to go back and rename all the episodes. We're going to rename them shit like How to Better Fix Your Life, How to Help You 101, like, yeah, It's Okay to Cry,
Want True Wealth? Listen to this.
Right? I guarantee. Like, so, and there actually is proof in what you're saying, because our most downloaded episode is called The Real Reason Why We're Here.
Is it really?
Yes, it's the second one we did.
We'll have to start putting more thought into it. Because
I guarantee you that people saw that and they're like, oh, maybe they're going to do some insight on life.
It was insight on life. I thought it was. On our life.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it was a little one-sided.
So that's what we have a podcast and we're going to talk about our shit. You know, we'll talk about popular mainstream stuff too. The minute that we can actually get a guest that'll iron out, we'll put them on. You know, unfortunately, I know I hyped up Q being here, but he had problems, family problems, and then it prevented it from happening. And there's no grudge there, but he apologized profusely about missing it. And we'll have another episode, and we're still going to come up on eventually letting Robbie say something on here. Eventually.
What? English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes! Are you crazy?
The other thing we talked about doing, too, we just got to figure out how to do it. Doing the episode where we have people actually come sit in and listen to us do an episode.
Yeah, me and Robbie were talking about that, too. We're like, man, it's trying to figure out the logistics of it. If that's anything that any of our Facebook followers would maybe be like interested in, like having like a live session or something, just let us know if you have any interest in it. And then we will try to see if we can figure out the logistics of that. And, you know, we can't make any promises, and if it's something that you guys, not yet, we're not interested, then hey, that's cool too. But just if you would be interested in it, just give us a shout out and let us know.
Just let us know. I did learn a valuable lesson about the poll thing on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Let me grab.
Do tell, because I know nothing about the Facebooks.
So when you do a poll, you have an option to where you can allow
people. I know
people,
what you're talking about.
You
now.
Can allow people to add other options. And I forgot to turn this off. So the question
was. I thought you did it on purpose.
No. The question was, do you believe in fate or free will were the two original options. I'm not talking about religious beliefs.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing religious. Do you believe in fate or free will? Like, do you believe this life is fate or free will? The add-ons were, I believe in nothing, Lebowski, nothing. That was Jeff.
I know who put that on Jeff. There.
Was Jeff.
Good one, Jeff.
And then Jason Donarski added, D's nuts.
I was a little offended, Jason, but it's okay.
God, you should meet Jason in person. He's one of the coolest people I've ever met, but fuck, he's hilarious. he's funny as hell.
Sponsor.
And he's a phenomenal bowler.
Like, cool.
Oh, he's leaps and bounds above me.
Yeah, you guys roll balls like nobody.
He does better. Dude, he's got the house record in Buford. Mm-hmm, yeah. He shot like, I can't remember, it was 850 or an 860.
You guys are for real.
Yeah. I keep telling him not every week, but every time I remember, I look at him and go, is this going to be the 900 night? Because he's going to do it. Eventually, he'll shoot a 900 series, which if you're not familiar with the way bowling works, 900 series means that you shoot back-to-back-to-back perfect games. That's three 300s mm-hmm. in a row.
Yeah.
And I believe wholeheartedly he'll do it. I just really do.
Do you think, because, and now, in all honesty, you have shot one.
I've shot four.
Yeah. So does it go away after that? Like, does the chasing the unicorn, does that fall away?
Yeah, because then your next goal, you shot a 300, your next goal is to shoot 800.
Yes. Yeah. So what's the difference? Are you no longer feeling the balls the same way? Are you no longer fingering them the same way?
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
No, I'm asking a legitimate question about bowling because I don't really know anything much about the sport.
You used to bowl.
But I never could bowl. You tried to teach me to crank the mower and
but you did fine. You just didn't bowl that good much.
And then I was injured for fucking 2 weeks afterwards.
Fair. But yeah. No, so, you know, you don't change
so,
anything.
I mean, what do you do with the balls? Do you pet the balls? Do you
cup the balls?
You cup them? Is that what you do? Is that the correct way to hold them?
No, yeah.
But where do the fingers go in the balls?
You know where they go in the ball.
They do? But what if it's not
it's
the right size?
It's not balls. It's ball. You can't bowl with more than one ball at a time.
I've seen you use up to four at one time.
No, you haven't. You've seen me use four different balls, but I only threw one at a time.
Yes. So where do the fingers go in the ball?
Your thumb goes in the thumb hole.
Okay.
Your birdie finger and your ring finger go in the other two holes. But your fingers don't go all the way in. You use your fingertips.
Where does the shocker go?
The shocker?
Yeah. Is that for extra speed?
Hey, you hear that, Jason? Shocker! That's an inside joke. That was cool. Yeah, you accidentally played into an inside joke. I don't even know if he'll listen to it. I hope he does. But I think he has been listening to him.
Just about the whole bowling thing. Like, I did try. And I was really bummed out about getting my first ball, get it drilled.
Yeah,
I was messenger. So excited about that. Yeah, and then I threw three games and didn't walk for a month.
So it's funny because somebody actually asked me if this was going to be a podcast about bowling because it's you don't have the balls.
Yeah,
and I'm a bowler, and I'm like, well, Preston's not a bowler. Like he could be a golfer, golf balls.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly like all sports as far as playing them, except for maybe lacrosse. No, I actually did play a little lacrosse too. I liked it.
I'll tell you what sport I'm sick of because it's just irritating the hell out of me is the Falcons.
That's a brand, not a sport.
I don't care. It's a team, and they make me hate watching on Sundays. I can't wait to come and record on Sundays because that means it gives me a reason to stop watching them suck. That's why. Being a Falcons fan is horrible. It is so hard to be a Falcons fan. It's like I can kind of go back to this. And not to say it in a, well, you don't care. I'm going to say it anyways. It's like having a friend who has like testicular cancer.
Huh.
And you know that eventually something's got to happen, but you hope it doesn't. You see what I'm saying? You're hoping for the best, but you know, at the end, they're probably just going to have to.
Right, and at the end, it probably didn't work out so good. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the Falcons. Mm-hmm. That's the Falcons in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
That was payback for the bowling ball comment.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Well, I'm glad we don't video record these. Oh, God.
Yeah, don't ask for that, folks, because that shit's not happening.
The look that was just on your face. This is a verbal fencing match.
So I don't remember where we are, but we got off on balls. There was
we were talking about serial killers.
How in the hell did we get? We went to gravy, balls. All right, let's just go back to serial killer. Has a serial killer ever killed anyone with a bowling ball before?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Okay, yeah, look it up and see if you can do
let's,
it.
Let's
see how he cut.
You know, we haven't had AI. We haven't had AI John Cena on.
John Cena, help us out since Robbie's worthless.
Oh, let's get him queued up here. Has there ever been anyone that killed someone with a bowling ball? Oh, come on, John Cena. Say that again. Wow. You're taking the lowbrow road, okay? All right, then I'll just read what you said. It says there's been cases where a bowling ball was used as a weapon in a crime. One notable case is that of Jay Bolter, who was convicted of murdering a man with a bowling ball in a dispute. The case drew attention due to its unusual nature of the weapon used, so somebody has killed someone with a bowling ball.
I'll be damned. Not a serial killer, though. It was an altercation.
Yeah. Altercation. I wonder. You Munsoned me.
God almighty. I wonder what other types of... What are some other strange objects that people may have used to
I think I know why John Cena wasn't talking.
I do too. Yeah, Robbie. Yep, okay. Robbie.
What's the most unusual weapon that has been used to kill someone?
There have been some pretty unusual weapons used in crimes. One case that comes to mind is a frozen pig's head that was used in a murder. Another case involved a vacuum cleaner. And there was also a case where a man was killed with a frozen chicken. These unusual weapons often make headlines due to their bizarre nature. In general, crimes can involve a wide range of objects being used as weapons, sometimes in unexpected ways.
We'll hit you with the bacon.
Somebody got killed with a slab of bacon. The pig's head.
Freaking, they shoot damn frozen turkeys at like windshields of commercial jets for testing. Out of like
really?
A candy. Yeah, because it's supposed to simulate a bird strike at 14,000 feet or however high up they are. Yeah,
Holy crap, that would be a
turkey cannon.
Turkey cannon.
So I can only imagine the frozen chicken, you know.
I've seen a turkey cannon before, but it involved a deep fryer and a frozen turkey.
Yeah, folks, don't burn your damn house down with your frozen ass turkey. It takes generally about 3 to 5 days to thaw out your bird. Recommended in the refrigerator so it does not kill your ass with salmonella. And I like to do the cooler process where I put it in the cooler about 3 days ahead of time and let it sit there in its own juices. So maybe I can get some of that, make some gravy.
Okay, so now we're going to have cooking class with Preston Brooks. So tell me, sir, how do you deep fry a turkey?
Deep fry? I have never deep fried a turkey.
Okay. How do you cook them?
I actually put them on the green egg, kind of grill / smoke.
Yeah. You smoke them?
I smoke them.
You're smoking turkeys?
I smoke.
Okay, so tell me, what kind of seasoning do you put on it?
So I take usually, if I have one, an empty large beer can.
Yeah.
Like a 40 or something. Really hard for me to find those sometimes. And I'll fill it with like chicken broth, garlic, whatever seasons you feel like throwing in there.
Yeah.
And make sure you get all the giblets out of that motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, they put them in a paper bag. So.
Yeah, they do. But sometimes they're hard to find in different brands of turkeys.
Yeah.
Hide them in different places.
No.
What
do you do with the turkey neck?
Sometimes they put them up the butt. Sometimes they hide them in the fucking neck hole. And the neck hole, when it's frozen, it's hard as fuck to get them out of.
Okay. So what do you do with the turkey neck? Because I know they leave that in there too, right?
I get rid of it because I don't like the actual giblet. That's one gravy I do not like is actual giblet gravy.
You want to hear something hilarious about giblet gravy? Sure. Hey, this is funny. So years ago, first marriage, my ex was from California, so she wasn't big on how Southern Thanksgivings work.
She didn't know how we rolled.
No, she thought the giblet gravy was soup. So she like poured a bowl of giblet gravy and was eating it like soup.
And that shit is stout too, boy. Yeah. If you make it right, it is stout.
Oh yeah, no, that's hilarious.
So, but yeah, long story short, I do like the beer can chicken with the turkey. Just use the bigger can.
Have you ever made a turkey chicken inside a turkey? Have you ever done that?
Is that a turducken?
Turducken.
I have not.
A turkey with a duck with a chicken.
I don't know what it. I've always heard about a turducken.
I don't know the point. Why? What's the point in that?
I don't know. I've never seen one for sale in a grocery store.
I don't know that it is something that's actually sold in a grocery store, but I don't get how that would taste any different. I mean, I could get it if you took like the turkey meat and the duck meat and the chicken meat.
Duck is very different, though.
I've never had duck.
Yeah, I've had it twice, and I don't like it. But it's a delicacy. It's greasy.
Shit.
Yeah,
it's all dark meat.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Daffy Duck is more accurate,
mm-hmm.
like just bitter old meat.
Yeah,
kind of angry.
Yeah,
kind of angry when it comes down. Kind of angry when it goes out.
You know, those things poop like dogs.
Nuh-uh, I didn't know that. I know it's called. I know it's called duck butter.
What, the poop?
Yeah, it's called duck butter.
What are you doing in duck butter?
I don't think you do anything with
it. Well, who started calling it duck butter?
I don't know. Somebody who decided that it looked like butter coming out of a duck.
Too much damn dog turds, man.
Random thought for you, and
surely, I mean, talking about duck shit wasn't random enough.
No, this is going to get more random. So, do you know where the artificial flavor for raspberry came from?
I do not.
It came from a gland from a beaver's butthole. Look that shit up. Look it up. It'll make you sick to your stomach.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to believe you because I don't think you would have said it if it wasn't true because that's just some outlandish bullshit.
No, it's true. It's 100% true. It's not the way it's made now, but the original artificial raspberry flavor came from a gland from a beaver's butthole.
Well, you know, having a raspberry piece of candy or some shit doesn't taste anything like the fucking berry.
No, it tastes like the artificial flavor that was derived from the glands from a beaver's butthole.
Like the damn candy watermelon.
Here is my question.
Watermelon.
Who was the superhero that decided to eat the gland out of a beaver's butthole? Somebody had to
take one for the team. How did you discover this, sir, ma'am? How did you figure out that this gland in a beaver's butthole tastes like raspberry?
I just want to know how you got it from that beaver. I bet that beaver trying to fuck you up. You're trying to get that gland out
of
his ass.
Well, if it's dead, I mean...
You better kill him first.
I mean, it's just a giant rat with a flat tail.
Yeah, I don't know. That cuts down trees with its teeth.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm probably going to shoot that. I'm not going to get close to it.
No. It's like a groundhog. I don't want to mess with the groundhog either, because they can be aggressive.
The thing I love about groundhogs we have around here, particularly my folks had some up at their house, and my dad, you know, they tear the yard up and everything, man. I mean, they dig giant holes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you see it.
Oh, yeah.
He's entrapping them and stuff, and he didn't want to do nothing like any groundhogs. And so he'd take them off and let them loose over near the, you know, the park or something like that. And
let it be the park's problem.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Let it be somebody else's problem.
Ain't my problem
then,
no
then,
more.
Then one day we're sitting out there in the front yard, and he's like, oh, look at all them little groundhogs. And then we see papow come out, and this son of a gun, this groundhog had to have weighed 50 pounds, and standing on its back legs had to have been close to 3 feet tall.
he say, Mike! Hey, Mike! Mike!
Exactly. And I'm like,
Steve!
Yeah.
Steve!
I'm like, your trap's not big enough for that one. You're going to have to shoot that one.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. No. Big ones. So the one that kind of threw me off has a couple months ago now, had a call out to a house. There was something burrowing under the house. And automatically in Georgia, we think groundhog. It was armadillo.
Oh, man, damn nasty ass.
Oh, yeah. The leper messiah itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you. I got the, you know, Andrew found out about that when I was freaking out carrying this live armadillo in a trap in the back of the car to relocate it.
Is that what y'all do? Y'all relocate it?
Well, yeah, because we can't kill them.
You get paid for that?
Huh? I had to drop it off somewhere. Anyways,
so here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm all good with that. I don't, you know, I said earlier, I have no desire to kill any animals. If I ain't getting time and a half on the way to get this armadillo somewhere, armadillo probably not going to have a good life.
Well, so I get that. But at the same time, you're talking about something that's blood has leprosy. So, and we're not allowed to carry any kind of firearms to vehicles. Yeah. And
well, I mean,
so
lots of vehicles going down the road.
You can't do that either.
You're lucky you fuck up, man. So throw it in the windshield.
You can't do that either.
You imagine that shit in a windshield 60 miles an hour?
Oh, man, it's going to shatter the windshield. It's an armadillo. It's not like throwing a raccoon out the window. It's literally
that's just wrong.
Literally got plate armor. I had a nightmare about a raccoon not too long ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. It scared me.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It wasn't a whole lot. He was coming through the grate of something. I don't know what it was. It scared me to death.
He's had his hands through there.
I growled at it in my sleep. I woke up growling because you know you have to intimidate them to get them to back up.
Is that what you got to do?
Yeah.
So what do? You make yourself tall?
No, it's like a bear. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you do. But he's like 2.5 feet tall.
I had one jump on my back in an attic one time.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I threw it like a frisbee.
I was going to say he did not survive.
Right. I mean, it survived because it was in an attic, but I threw it like a frisbee off my back.
Let me ask. You had a raccoon jump on your back in somebody's attic. Did you put a foot through their ceiling?
No, I didn't have to have a raccoon. I didn't have to have a raccoon after me to do that at your house. I just had to have one board that was very misleading. I stayed and helped fix it.
Now back to let's tell a personal story here. Mm, I couldn't help it because you didn't start it, but you brought that up. So Joe comes over to our former house. And we needed to get some new insulation.
This was with a previous employer, by the way.
Yeah, this was with two or three employers ago or whatnot. Came over to measure for putting some insulation in and get us a quote. And I was doing something that day. I was outside working on my truck.
I think you were working on the car.
Oh, God damn, that clutch and that BMW. I think you're right. So I'm out there working on that. And Joe, and this is the day before our daughter's, I think it's probably fourth birthday party. But anyway, so I'm out there and I'm doing my thing, fucking around with the car. And Joe gets that walkabout him again. And he comes out the door. And this motherfucker looks like he means business. And he comes out, dude, I just put my foot through the ceiling. And I stop and I look and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, well, shit. Hell, it can't be that bad. I'm like, it can't be that bad. And he's like, it's pretty bad. I'm like, fucking really? And I go back in there. And there, even though he did not come all the way through, there is a 3x Joe size hole.
In an awkward shape,
too. In an awkward shape in the ceiling. And a whole bunch of insulation on the floor. And I'm like, God damn.
So what happened with that is you have your normal beams that you can walk on. They're not going to budge. Some idiot had taken a tie beam and crossed it between the two. And I gave it the press test and it held at first. So I kicked the insulation out of the way and I step and I put my foot on it and I press down and it was solid. But as soon as I went to shift my whole weight on it, thank God I was holding on to the truss above me because my leg went through. And dude, it hurt my leg. Like,
was messed up.
It was there for months.
And in Joe's defense, I had been up there in that attic plenty of times walking around and it was just one of those freak things. It's not like he missed and put it. It's like we literally had the board. It was funny because I messed with Joe a little bit for a while after that with the 2x4. I actually took it out and wrote that Joe was here on it.
It was like, held in place with two nails.
It had like two nails in it.
It was two nails. Like, who was that lazy jackass? Just put two nails. Probably the same guy that put my closet together at our house now where there's no studs. It's all just sheetrock. You know? I was like, I've had it with trying to put up a closet hanger that works now. We've now going to buy one of the ones that you just mount outside the wall. Mm-hmm. It's got the shelves because it's like Kimmy goes, how can you fix it? And I'm like, well, there's two options. I was like, we can do what you want to do, which is buy one and put it on the outside. I said, or I can cut all the sheetrock out and put the studs every 16 inches like you're supposed to. And she was like, let's just buy one. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
You know, people take shortcuts when they're doing construction.
They do.
But there was a lot of stuff on that house that wasn't even, I don't know how it passed code. I have no idea how it passed code.
That's how they were building houses in the late 90s and early 2000s. They were building those things in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but this one's built in 1960.
Oh, your house. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about ours.
Yeah, no. I get some of that crap, but I don't understand what that 2x4 was there for. In your attic. I have no idea purpose it served.
No purpose, yeah.
It was just there, you know? It was like either that or whoever built it was like, hey, watch this. Somewhere down the road is going to step on this and go through the roof, go through the ceiling. Congratulations, you got me. That was the one and only time that I have gone through an attic.
And I'm glad it was mine too. We had that thing fixed in like 3 hours and back to good. It was no big deal, but it was nevertheless, it was one of those funny stories worth telling. Just because Joe did the whole masquerade thing again, I was like, it can't be that bad. He's like, oh, it's pretty bad.
I get a serious walk about me, evidently, when I'm freaked out about it.
Because I knew I saw that walk out the corner of my eye. I was like, fuck!
I know that strut. See how we started out with serial killers and murder houses and ended up going through your attic?
Yeah, I love it.
You have to listen to the whole thing to see how we got here, though.
Yeah, you got to stay there. Yeah, you got to listen to the whole thing. You can just listen to a little bit of it. Who knows what we're going to say? We don't even know.
No, not usually. That's part of why we named it You Don't Have the Balls, because we'll talk about anything.
Basically, we could just say that we're challenging that you don't have the balls to put something together in this fucked up format.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a formality. Yeah. So, My stepson shot a deer.
Did he?
Yeah, he got one. He only bow hunts though, so he's pretty good at, you know. We want some antlers for the dogs to chew on, because we have three chewy dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They chew on everything. They're puppies.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday I told you it was bath time for them. We gave them all baths.
You're a good pup, man.
Well, I mean, you know, they all, with the exception of Zeus, the French bulldog, they were rescue dogs. They were, you know.
Oh yeah, Zeus was rescued.
I actually got a Google AI search on Posey, on the white and brown one,
mm-hmm.
because we couldn't really figure out what she is. She is actually a Swedish Danish cattle dog.
Now you gotta get some cows.
Nah. She actually, it's funny because she'll herd the other dogs. And she's very stingy. Like, she hates, like, if the toys, they're all her toys. Mm. If she sees one of the other dogs with it, she gets mad, jumps down, grabs it, and takes off running with it.
That sense of entitlement, huh?
Well, I mean, you are talking about a dog that has a Barbie shirt, and I spent a substantial amount of money on it.
Man, y'all
not almost, she almost swallowed medication one time, so I spent a lot of money saving her. So she knows she's special. Like, she knows.
Man, y'all not them kind of people who dress your dogs up, are you?
No.
Now, I have to say, we went trick-or-treating last weekend with a little girl.
Yeah.
And I did see a dog with a Chucky costume on that was absolutely hilarious because the hands was going,
yeah, I guess they move when they walk,
and I couldn't help but laugh at that. I said, man, I want that dog. My dog sucks.
You old bark dog. Your dog and I are frenemies.
She's not smart.
Well, I mean, I do like how quirky she looks. She's got that one ear that kind of lays aside, and the other one that stands halfway straight up, kind of crooked.
She looks like she's borderline serial killer.
I'm reincarnate.
Oh, man. So what's your plans for the rest of the week?
Make it through it.
Just make it through it?
Yeah.
That's it? Just survive?
Yeah. Just absolutely can survive. How about you? What's your plans?
Hopefully I'll get to visit some other branches this week. Because like I said, we kind of hit a slow season right now, but the other branches still have some stuff that needs to be caught up. So I get to go out and do inspections in other areas. It'll be fun. And of course, you know, got bowling tonight and then bowling tomorrow night. So
you got bowling tonight?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday. I do back-to-back nights. I don't know why I do back-to-back nights, but I do.
God dang, man. You're way busy. So, it's like overtime, man.
Yeah.
The goddamn government, dude. Son of a bitch is still closed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, what are they doing? Absolutely nothing. That's what they're doing.
They don't want to do anything about it.
The benefits ran out, EBT and all that shit.
They want to see people starve.
People about to start eating one another.
Zombie apocalypse. Zombies.
If it does, I don't know. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the fighting. I'm tired of it.
We'll catch up on this one next week. Everybody have a good rest of your week. And we'll see you soon.